Got it, Rex.
Good, yourself. Oh no. Okay. You sure?
Out the back.
Okay, not very. Yeah, that's not really a Subaru way to do a head gasket. Yeah, it could have a different problem there. A belt at the front. Ah, yeah, right. Yeah. No. Nah, definitely not. Yeah. 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 Is that while you're in boost or just cruising around, idling? Does it clear up as it gets hot? Yeah, these don't do head gaskets in that sense. Yeah, so these things, when they do a head gasket, they'll push the water out of the overflow bottle. Yeah, the only way for you to have steam out the exhaust is if you've cracked a ball. But to crack a ball is very hard on these things. Like, you have to be punishing the absolute life out of it. Yeah, so I don't think you've done a head gasket. Yeah, they don't really do them. Yeah, some of these things are very steamy when they're cold. Like, you will get a lot of steam out the back. Whether it's steam or maybe, yeah, unless it's oil smoke you're getting. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that would be a head gasket. I reckon it might be just steam. Like, you might have some water built up in the exhaust or something silly. Yeah, if you do a lot of cold starts, you'll build a bit of water up in there. Yeah, maybe have a let it get a little bit warm. See what it does. I'd be very surprised if you did a head gasket in that way. That is, yeah, a very un-Subaru way to do it. Yeah, maybe just get it warm, see what it does. Can leave it until it comes in here. I still need to do that quote for you. I completely forgot on Friday. That rough number. Yeah, I'll call you back later today with that. Yeah. Not very. He has to pull the other one off, and then that battle is pretty easy. What's that, sorry? No, the tension is just a nut and bolt. Yeah, so there's a nut on the front side of the little pulley that sits there. While it's tight, I would check that the pulley's not seized or hard to turn. If it is, that's what's killed your belt. They're pretty common to fail for the air cons. Yeah. Yeah, so if that pulley was seizing, it probably would have cooked that belt and it would have just melted it off. Yeah. Yeah, that one's a nice easy fix, but the steam, like the smoke out the back, I reckon might just be steam. Yeah, like I said, it's very, yeah, very, very uncommon for a Subaru to do it in that way. Like, I'm not going to say it's impossible, but it's not really, yeah. Yeah, see how it goes. I have no idea. All right, so just make sure it's the JML one. Yeah, done. If it's not, I'll give you a call. Yeah, no, fair enough. Nah, all good. Nah, easy. Thanks. See ya.